Detroit, get ready for your morning booster shot. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Greetings and welcome to the Big God Ideas Show, where we acknowledge that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we are able to ask or even think. I am your host, Octavia Leslie.
And I am your co-host, Sean P. Williams.
Greetings. My name is Octavia Leslie. I am the founder of Big Girl Ideas, and welcome once again to the Big God Ideas Show. My co-host is
Sylvia Hubbard,
and she is the founder of Motown
Writers Network. We're finishing each other's 20th.
Welcome once again. Once again, we are excited about today's show, and we are thankful that you have tuned in to spend some time with us. We always say at our show that it is long enough to inspire you, but short enough to leave you wanting more. As is customary, we begin with a scripture, and it comes from Genesis chapter 25, and we're starting at verse 29. And it reads, "Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, 'Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished.' That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, 'First, sell me your birthright.' 'Look, I am about to die,' Esau said. 'What good is the birthright to me?' But Jacob said, 'Swear to me first.' So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright." Today's subject is, I'm better than this. I want to encourage you that to know that as we walk this walk, that oftentimes we are faced with challenges and temptations, and if we are not careful, if we're not mindful of who we are and whose we are, we fall into a situation where we're willing to sacrifice whatever we have to get what we think we need, when it's simply a temporary fix. I've heard people say, do not make a permanent decision over a temporary situation. Here we have two brothers who have been at odds since they were in the womb. And now we have a brother who's tired. He just wants some refreshment. He just needs some food. And his brother is saying to him, well, give me the most valuable thing that you really have, which is your birthright. And that's what the enemy does to us often. We find ourselves in situations, and unbeknownst to us, immediately we negotiate our anointing. We negotiate our calling. We negotiate our destiny for a little bit of nothing, a little bit of nothing. And so I encourage you today to just stand flat footed. You know how I say it, stand flat footed and let the enemy know that he can't take what is yours. It is so very important that our minds are renewed daily, that we do not conform to the ways of this world, that we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and that we acknowledge that we serve a mighty big God who's able to provide for us all that we need. Do not allow yourself to be in a situation where you are groveling at the enemy's feet. You stand up like the prodigal son and say, you know what? I'm better than this. I will return to my father's house. When we fall, because we all fall, we all make mistakes, we all slip, sometimes we trip, and sometimes we dip. But in all those situations, you've got to find it within yourself to say, I am better than this. Satan, you can't take my stuff. So I want you to go with that word this week. I am better than this. When somebody gets on your nerves, you just say, I'm better than this. When your neighbor starts acting a fool and try to steal your electricity, you say, I am better than this. When your supervisor,
I am so much better.
So much better. I am so much better than this.
Ooh, I think you just touched me.
I ain't got to cuss nobody out because I'm better than this.
I am so much better.
Take that word with you and be blessed. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Let's get into the remainder of our show. today, we're going to have Miss Sylvie talk to us about some strategies that busy moms can incorporate. Those who are seeking to do their own businesses, they have a dream, want to write a book or whatever, because she is the mom of three wonderful children, two of which happen to be teenagers. We're going to say she's our resident expert on all things single mom. I promise how she does it and how she juggles everything throughout the course of her day is truly amazing. So we're going to turn it over to Miss Sylvie. She's going to kick us off with some tips for busy moms. Go, Sylvie. Yeah.
Busy moms, because we become so busy trying to run the business, we forget about running a family. And we always got to remember that, you know, your family is what's going to, you're going to fall back on during hard times and everything. So it's just like four tips that are themed. The first tip is, of course, health. Health is always important. You know, you could have $1 million, but if you don't have your health, that $1 million really can't do anything. You can't take it with you.
But you can show burn it so them ungrateful folks don't get it. I'm just saying. But leave it to the dog. $25 million to
remember,
Fluffy.
We better than this.
That's why we don't usually leave our money to animals. I'm just saying.
So the first tip, of course, which I always tell Tavy, is water, 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 water. Make your 2011 goal is to encourage your whole family to drink more water. And how I did it was that I stopped buying juices and I stopped buying pops in our house. Completely. I would buy like cases and cases of water all the time. And I put two water jugs, you know, in the house. So the kids were constantly filling it up and everything, because when they know they don't have it, they're going to have to drink something. And most times they're grabbing that bottle of water for their lunch or grabbing that bottle when they come in from the, you know, from a long day of running around on the street, they're going to start drinking that water. If you give them a choice of water, they will start just picking that up.
They will drink water. And it's true, because I remember, I believe it was earlier this year, I had like a chest cold or whatever, and I was on the phone with Sylvia. We were both at work, and I started coughing, and she was like, "Are you drinking water?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Drink the water, Octavia. You will feel better." And so, because Sylvia's advice is usually spot on, I was like, "Well, it can't hurt." You know, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Right. So I started drinking the water, and true enough, I started to feel better. And she was explaining to me about my lungs and how they was dried out and all this other good stuff. I didn't care about none of that. All I know is I stopped coughing like a fool. And so I was like, wow. So she's spot on. Drink the water, people. Drink the water.
And the next thing is organization. Now, we have so much organization going on at our business life and our finance and going to events and everything. But organization inside of the house is really important. Getting the kids on schedule, getting you on schedule, and then also having time to yourself in your business. And I always suggest put a wall calendar up or have a main calendar that the family can refer to. That way you can keep up with games. Have this calendar accessible to everybody. I've seen even families use a Google calendar. So they just submit their events to this Google calendar and it updates your phone. So everybody gets a chance to know, okay, whose baseball game is coming up, who's got a recital, who's got practice and everything. But a calendar is so important. You can go to Busybody, I think it's busybodybooks.com. If you go to Google and type in Busybody, they have these beautiful wall calendars and day-to-day calendars that can actually like organize everybody in the family. No, I think it's up to like six people. You can just have everybody have a different line for every month, and they can put their schedule in, because everybody, even kids, are now having to put things in their calendar, which is really crazy, because back in the day, we didn't even know how to use a calendar. We just knew we barely knew what day it was.
Right. You knew when the lights came on.
You knew
you
Saturday
need to be
morning
home.
Cartoons. And
right,
that was
there you
all.
Go. That's it.
Right. And then your kids can see how busy you are, that you have a meeting here, that you have this to do. When they start seeing what you're doing to make money for your household and your business, they can start to understand this is how the flow of our family works. The next thing is finance. We always say, okay, we got to pay bills. We got to do this. We got this to do, this to do. But we got to remember to put some away for the family. You know, and I always suggest the best way to do it is a Christmas account. in January. Take $25 to $100, put it in a Christmas account, and let everybody know, okay, we want to try to raise so much money for our family. So, you know, they can help you with your business to, you know, make more money for mommy. Let's get more money into the house and see what we can do to get more money into that Christmas account. My son will even check me about June. He'll say, well, how much we have in that Christmas account? Because he knows in November that's going to drop and we can start doing little things for each other around the holiday. Mm-hmm. The next thing is remember to be a family. Have events that you make sure you go to and do things together. Have a tradition around holidays or tradition around birthdays. Even if it's just to wake up on the 24th or in the middle of the night and open presents on the 24th Christmas Eve. You know, have hot cocoa and watch a Christmas movie. But have like a tradition, because people so forget that it's really important to be a family. They don't tell single parents that anymore. They just say we're single parent households. We're not families anymore. So we got to remember that. Be a family. No matter what, be a family.
That's right. And most importantly, be a family that prays together. Because when the hard times come, you know, you need to be able to stand, because the word says where two or three are gathered, that God is in the midst. And so if we teach our children in their youth to trust God and to talk to God, it will carry them when they are older. They will not forget what you've instilled in them.
Right.
So I hope you've enjoyed those tips that Sylvie has provided for us. She has many more that you'll be hearing over the coming weeks and months. Just good, sound advice and wisdom. And we certainly thank her parents, Papa Hubbard and Mother Hubbard, because Lord, y'all just wait till y'all hear what this girl done learned. My Lord. We do have a couple of upcoming events we want to mention. The stage play, The Chat Line, is on the 18th, and tickets are $15. You can call 313-433-9253. We want to let you know this is not a gospel play, but it is a well-written and well-performed play. And just because it's not a gospel play does not mean that you cannot learn something. Also, Saints on the Plane is December the 19th at 7:30. Call 717-8605. I have a special guest in the studio. He is my child, my love, my heart. His name is Solomon. Solomon, parents are going to be out shopping, and they want to know, what are some of the things that teenagers are into?
Well, I'm young. I like a lot of things like Levi's, Chuck Taylor's, Jordan's, Ralph Lauren polos. It's a lot of things the kids like. I can't say for all kids, but I know type of things that I like. A lot of young men wear type of stuff like that. It's just different kind of thing. Varieties like Hollister and Aeropostale. Just a lot of things you can get like that, though.
Okay, so you heard it from one of Detroit's own, and we thank you for tuning in. If you want to contact us, please go to send us an email at biggodideas.com. Thank you for tuning in. Peace and blessings. Well, this about wraps up our broadcast. We thank you for tuning in to Big God Ideas, where we acknowledge that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we are able to ask or think. I have been your host, Octavia Leslie.
And I am your co-host, Sean P. Williams.
Remember, you are God's wealth in the earth.